I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Rev up those fryers, because I am sure hungry for one
Greg Hill Show.
Broadcasting from beautiful and safe Brighton, Massachusetts.
Woo! It's go, 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 go time.
This is...
Who are you? I'm Al Craig. Pleased to meet you.
The Greg Hill Morning Show.
Tick, tick, boom.
Starring...
I'm Instagram famous.
Come on, man. We go way back.
You're damn right we do, Tom. You're a fraud, Greg.
Greg Hill.
Soft serve versus, hard ice cream. You're never gonna... I'm never gonna give in. I'll die on that hill. What?
Give me at least a little bit of love for Rhoda's.
I've never been to Rhoda's. I have no idea where Rhoda's is.
Featuring the original spark of the Pats dynasty.
Super Bowl champion Jermaine. Oh my gosh.
Don't worry about it.
Wiggy.
And I would be Neapolitan.
What?
Neapolitan?
Neapolitan.
Yes. I'd be a mixture of flavor. You know what they say? I am an ice cream bitch.
Joined by the relationship alpha.
Oh, this is going to make me sound stupid, but...
Can't you just buy your own sex doll?
Courtney Cox.
Yell at Nesson. This is not my fault.
I'm with Chime, and both of us were supporting our friend of the program, Sean McDonough. Sorry, Nesson took enough of my money.
And accompanied by...
Look at my booty in these tight pants.
You know, can't stuff it in your mouth if you're on the phone.
Two big brains behind the glass.
Brian Hoyer. The quarterback of the Cleveland Browns.
Another stroke of Sweeney's.
Curtis.
Johnny Yodels.
At Sabre, Bisque isn't pretentious enough.
And Shime.
I love Shime. It's like I just started working with someone totally new. It's like a mix between Tommy Hilfiger and that crazy guy with the curly hair that was the exercise guy whose name I can't remember.
Now.
Let's get down to business.
It's time to party!
It's time for the Greg Hill Morning Show.
Morning.
Good hello, morning, everybody.
Hello, good morning.
Morning, everyone.
Morning.
Good morning, my neighbors!
On Boston Sports Original.
W-E-E-I. We're my people.
W-E-E-I.
When I say Greg Hill and you say show, Greg Hill!
Show.
Greg Hill!
Show.
Greg Hill!
Show!
All right.
Woo! It's go, 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 go time.
Let the games begin.
Let's go.
Let's go!
Let's go!
Tick, tick, boom.
What's good, everybody?
Good morning.
What up?
How you doing, Wiggy?
You know I'm ready for the night.
Morning, Queen.
Good morning.
Speaking of tonight, can someone tell me what I am supposed to do on my tiny little television at 7 p.m. tonight?
One gets the big screen, one gets the tablet.
Greg doesn't have a tablet. There's no way.
I used to have a tablet. Back when tablets were a thing, I had a tablet. I think I was first in on the tablet.
I'm sure DMs has an iPad. You need to make sure she has it with you.
Yeah.
I don't think you have an iPad.
Oh, you'll be going TV phone.
But how does one... It's so annoying.
Yeah.
I know we touched on it briefly yesterday, but the NBA can't figure out how to get guys to play on a day's rest, so we don't have... I don't think there are many other cities that are dealing with the embarrassment of riches when it comes to having both their NHL franchise and their NBA franchise in round one of the playoffs. It's really frustrating.
Do what I do with the NBA. Just turn it on with 3 minutes left in the fourth quarter. You won't miss anything.
That's when they really start to play here. Right. That's when they really start to care.
The final 3 minutes actually takes 2 hours. So.
All right. Well, it is Bruins in Toronto this evening and Celtics game two here at the Garden. And if you're heading to the Garden, make sure you stop in and say hello to the chef who does not know the name of the producer on this radio show, Sean. We have a lot to get to this morning.
Good luck, Sean.
Thank you, Sean. Good morning. Hello to you, Sean.
Good morning. Hello.
How are you?
I'm wonderful. How are you today?
Excellent. Excellent. A lot to get to on the show, including the leads coming up in just about 15 or 20 minutes or so at 6:20. What are you smiling about?
I just think you're going to love mine.
Really?
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. When did you start crafting this baby?
Yesterday. Okay. It came across my desk.
Okay.
And
what
I said,
"What do you mean by came across your desk?
Your
desk here at work?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. Came across my desk.
Well, give us a clue when it comes to a tease, if you will, when it comes to the subject matter of your lead.
Non-sports.
Right.
Something that we talk about quite frequently on this show. Explained. Uh-huh.
All right. Mm. Okay. Oh, okay. Really?
Yeah.
Explained.
Explained.
Excellent. Okay.
By an expert.
Leads coming up. In the Twitch chat, a suggestion that I am ask a boomer old enough to have picture in picture on my television.
Yeah.
I don't think there's still such a thing as picture in picture, is there?
I don't ever remember picture in picture in my lifetime.
No, you don't?
No.
You say, Greg, about your technology or whatever else, it will never be near the dumbest thing uttered on this radio station. Glenn Ordway was the last man on the HD isn't for me hill. I am not lying.
Are you serious?
I am dead ass, as Wiggy would say. He was like,
did he say the same thing when they introduced color television?
They did.
Okay.
He said radio. I don't understand why you need to see anything.
He's a big black and white guy.
He loved black and white.
Oh, God.
He liked listening to his stories.
I love picture in picture.
What was the issue? You loved picture?
Yeah, because you could at least put it on, and then, like, once the commercial's over, you could go right if there was something specific you wanted to watch.
I mean, I would say the single invention in my lifetime that has most enhanced my enjoyment of the recreation, non-important thing, is HDTV. Like, even when the 04 Sox, or even the Dynasty, we were talking about this, like looking at the 01 season.
Right.
It's like I watched games that were this fuzzy my entire life until I turned 18.
It's like I played in the 60s.
Right. It looks like it's 100 years ago.
Right. Yeah.
Well, it's crazy right now, Curtis. Even if you go into Best Buy or Target anywhere to see where all the TVs are and they have the same thing playing on all of them, like my TV, I don't go for quality. We go for size. And
ooh, that's your mistake.
But to see the other TVs.
You chose Santo in the in the opposite way.
I didn't.
I was told.
Let me tell you, he's doing just fine in both areas.
Okay.
Really? Yeah.
Okay.
Right. Up there for biggest. Anyway, good morning. I'm sure Zettel's going to kill me. But when you go into something like that, like I think the quality of my TV is fine. To see it next to some of these other TVs that are $3,000, $4,000. It feels like it's a window.
Oh, yeah.
It's crazy.
The quality on the television.
But do you really care?
I do.
I do. Yeah. I wish I could. That'd be the one thing I would just throw everything at. It's just the, like, update every year, the TV and the speakers, all that.
Every couple of years, you got to make sure. I'm an electronics guy when it comes to the television. Mm-hmm. So the big screens, they're making them super thin. Now they got wireless.
Oh.
They're spectacular, some of the, you know, when you start to see some of the, like you said, next to each other and how the pitches look. So, yeah, it's all day long. That's why I enjoy watching sports from the crib, because of the televisions.
Absolutely.
You know, and some of the Greg, other than yours, I mean, it looks a little small, but, you know,
it's really just the way it appears. It's an optical illusion is what it is.
Well, it's a way to make the Boston Man cover look bigger.
But also, what are you going to do, though? So you're going to go TV phone?
Huh?
You're going to go TV phone?
I have no idea. I'm going to watch the Bruins. Like I'll flip over to the Celtics. I can't.
Oh, so you're just going to be a commercial guy.
I can't watch like I can't even focus on two games at the exact same time. I don't think.
If it was two NBA games, you could do it. With hockey, you got to go back and forth during the intermission because you can't watch hockey with your eye on something else.
I know you don't like to eat out on the town, but maybe tonight is the night that you go venture into the seaport so that you can see both. Yeah.
You actually live near restaurants. So.
I could do that.
Yeah.
Then you can have them. You go to a place where they got them on both. Yeah.
Have you ever gone out to eat before? I didn't.
I really haven't. I'm going to give it a try.
Nice. Thank you. You should. Thank I think it'll be fun. Much.
Thank you. And here come the attacks on me on the Subaru of New England text line with regard to my age. Somebody's attacking me on being the 145th most influential person in Boston. Could I do something about the potholes and the rat problem? I have nothing to do with that.
Well, there you go. That's the way to climb up the most influential person in Boston. Become more tech savvy, bigger televisions. They'll be like, all right, he must be an influencer.
It could be, yes.
Got a nicer television.
I will work on that. Thank you.
Nobody
I will work on that. All right. Anyway, we are going to get to our leads coming up in 15 minutes, and then they set it at 7. That's a quick back and forth on what they said yesterday in sports, and we will discuss what an NFL insider says the Patriots were pitching to free agents when it comes to the quarterback situation here in New England, which could be telling with the draft just about 36, 37, whatever the number is, hours away. Finally, the draft. Has anybody else had it with the endless draft speculation? I understand that is what is done, but until the actual draft occurs,
right?
I believe every single possible scenario for the New England Patriots has been covered by nearly everyone that is an adjunct or actual part of the media in this community. What, is there anything that is left on the table that they could just trade themselves out of the draft and not select anybody at all? Nobody has mentioned that scenario yet.
But I think we covered everything.
Can we make an agreement? No matter how bad the Patriots are next year, we don't do draft talk in season. Like, I feel like that's the issue.
Because it goes on during the season and then it's too much now.
That's right. What happens when you're bad.
Right.
Right.
You have nothing else to talk about.
I understand, and I'm probably going to be the first one to break this rule, but when you start talking draft at Halloween, it's really sort of tedious when you hit end of April.
That's but we won't do that next year, though. The only reason why we did that this year is because we knew that Mac Jones was gone. And then we were looking at like, all right, we were a bad team. So the closer we get to the top of the draft means we get a quarterback. So that's why next year we should have our quarterback. So the draft isn't going to be as pressing as free agency or a trade may be.
Okay. It used to be. It wasn't that long ago. It was a couple weeks of draft talk. It has been months and months and months.
Because we've never been here before. When's the last time we've been here?
I know you like it. You like it.
I love it.
I know you do, but that's because you have 14 mocks and whatever. Good on you. But I just everything has been covered. Like let's get to the freaking draft.
I was sick of it once we hit the combine. I'm like, all right, okay, we've seen them all. Let's move on. I'm more excited right now once we find out who the Patriots get. Once we find out what Chime's grading is for this year.
That is the only thing I'm interested in, to be honest.
Yep. And I need to know what date. I asked yesterday. Chime said, well, after the draft. I said, no kidding.
I mean, it takes time
to grade. I'm asking, how many days after?
I don't do the grading. It takes time.
Well,
probably,
isn't it just based
probably
on,
by Monday.
Isn't it just
guess?
Based on accuracy so we can see after round one how you did versus Mel?
Yeah, I mean, we can grade it ourselves.
Oh, good.
That's
okay,
fine.
Good.
I don't mind that.
Are you using the conventional grading system or have you created your own?
Nope. The Herc scoring system I will use. No problem.
Be the international baccalaureate.
Sean was pretty good though last year.
Yep,
it was better than Mel Kiper.
No, damn right I was.
He was.
Yes, I was. Greg. Mel Kiper got like two right in the top 10. I got like 7.
I think he got like two right in the whole first round.
Yeah, it was tough.
All right. Well, joining us tomorrow on this show on draft day. Speaking of Mac Jones,
okay,
it will be Bill O'Brien.
Oh wow. Billy O,
the head coach of Boston College, will join us tomorrow on this show on draft day.
Curtis and Courtney going to love that.
Yep.
And
I believe Bill O'Brien may be a part of the show in the fall as well, which would be great.
Okay.
I love college football talk.
Are you predicting some intense Boston College football talk this fall?
I'm
predicting a need for as much different variable kinds of football as we can get, given the way the Patriots may be.
All right.
Boston College better shot at the playoff than the Patriots.
Curtis, can you not be an optimist about this upcoming New England Patriots season before it even begins, please?
I mean, given the people that would be the most optimistic, I would still say it's going to be pretty bleak around here next
time. All right. Well, they set it at 7. News with Courtney coming up at 7:30, and that includes a robot uprising report and what the robot that you can now officially buy for $10,000 can do to your neighbor if you're having a neighbor-on-neighbor dispute.
Yep.
I am shocked, quite frankly, that in the United States of America, one can now purchase a robot who can do this very thing. But, listen, I don't make the important decisions. Right. Those are made by people like Monica Tibbetts Nutt.
Right.
And so I just stand by and watch what goes on. And if they want to allow this when it comes to a robot, then allow it when it comes to a robot.
Dead or alive, you're coming with me.
All right. If you want to be on, the number to call, 617-779-7937. If you prefer to text, you can text on the Subaru of New England text line, which is 37937. If you call, please speak up. I can't hear anything. And if I'm going to see you, I can't see anything because my glasses remain unfixed. I'm a mess. I have just way too much going on, Curtis.
You sure do.
I had a Chick-fil-A Community Hero Award to present yesterday. Had to go all the way up to Woburn for that.
Did you get a nice chicken, Sammy?
I did not. They had giant bowl of tiny hand chicken nuggets that were available. I tried two of those, Shine.
Yeah. Nice. Good job.
In your honor.
Proud of you.
With sauce?
Yeah.
Of course. Okay. Sorry.
You can't go to Chick-fil-A and not have the Chick-fil-A sauce.
Agreed. Yeah,
agreed.
I would. I'm
a Polynesian guy, but I like Chick-fil-A sauce.
Emergency top five.
Mm-hmm.
I would put, if I had to, I'd put Mac sauce number one. Mm-hmm. I'd probably put Chick-fil-A sauce.
Really?
Number two.
See, I'd put Polynesian sauce over the Chick-fil-A sauce.
What about over Mac sauce, though?
No, not over Mac sauce.
Some of that Mac sauce in my dinner.
I mean, if we should do, I think, Greg, we spoke yesterday briefly. I mean, there are a couple different ways we could go before tomorrow night in terms of draft that have nothing to do with football. You could do fast food draft. It's been done.
Ooh, I love that. Fast food draft has been done or it hasn't been done?
I don't think it's – I mean, maybe not on this radio station. We could do a Boston movie draft. We were talking about that yesterday.
Chris and I were talking about being sick of draft talk.
All right.
And then we started going back and forth on drafting Boston film characters.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
And who you would take. See, the thing is, I think you would have – no disrespect. Mm-hmm. It's an age thing. You would probably have the number one pick.
Yep.
Because you had the worst prior season of movie watching. You're so far behind the rest of us.
I know my number one pick.
I bet it's somebody.
See, that's the problem. You're like Elliot Wolf. You're going into this thing thinking J.J. McCarthy. You don't even know who else is out there.
Somebody from the town.
Yep. Dougie.
Okay. But you don't even know what characters we would put in the draft.
Right.
Well.
Like, I mean.
I have a say?
Seems like slim pickings.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe we should get to that, Curtis. On this morning show.
I also saw Greg was on the phone with me. I drove past a car perpendicular on the guardrail right next to the commuter rail between Newton Watertown and the Alston Brighton exit of the Pike. How does that happen? It was literally perfect.
Did you throw a half-consumed bottle of Perrier at them?
No, I said, if you guys are hungry, here's some yodels. And I chucked them. Boston cream yodels help everything.
The thing was standing right up on its end?
On its end. It was absolutely insane.
Was Malcolm Butler driving?
No, but the next time you're about to merge on the highway and you see two ambulances drive onto the on-ramp, don't be a total idiot and follow them.
Yeah. All right. Well, a lot to get to this morning, including what is trending first thing this morning with Courtney.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Subaru of New England. The Red Sox fell to the Guardians 4-1 with Tanner Houck going six innings, giving up two runs on five hits while striking out five. The game was scoreless till the seventh. Before the game, Alex Cora did give an update on Tristan Casas, who has a rib fracture. Here's what he had to say.
We just have to be patient now. Timetable, there's none. You know, this has to heal on its own. So we just got to be patient.
Devers back tonight, though, he said,
yes,
to DH.
Correct.
So that's a piece of good news.
Yep, and that will be another one with the Guardians tonight. 6:10 first pitch with Cooper Criswell getting the start. You can hang out with Rich Keefe at 5:10 on the MassMutual pregame show. And then Joe Castiglione and Lou Maloney have the call on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network right here on EEI and, as always, on the Odyssey app. It's going to be a busy night here in New England. The Celtics are at home with a tip at 7 in Game 2 against the Heat, while the Bruins are in Toronto to take on the Maple Leafs with puck drop at 7 in Game 3. Elsewhere in the NBA, with the Knicks up two games on the Sixers, the NBA report for Game 2 says the refs made multiple mistakes in that loss against Philly.
Yep.
Four, to be exact. Among the four, the Nick Nurse timeout that was not called with 27.2 seconds remaining is noted. The Sixers will not file an official protest of Monday's results. They will file a complaint to the league over the officiating in games one and two. And the Subaru of New England Love Spring event is here. Drive away in a brand new 2024 Subaru. Find your authorized Subaru retailer at SubaruofNewEngland.com. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
Thank you, Courtney. It is currently, let's see. So tomorrow night, I have Keen already ready to go for tomorrow. It's going to be about 50 degrees at the Poorhouse. So a perfect night for the meet and greet. Nice sunshine.
Yeah, Keen. Draft party. Our pregame draft party for Friday's roadshow at the Poorhouse in Keen. Draft starts at 8, Curtis, is that correct?
That's correct.
All right, so I would assume we'll get there because we're going to have dinner there. So I would say we would be there probably by 7 or so tomorrow night.
That's the plan. Guys, be ready to leave around 3. It looks like 2.5 to 3 hours to get there.
Jeez. Okay.
44 degrees and cloudy right now in the beautiful city of Boston. Afternoon high, cloudy 63.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Speaking of that, text during the break on the Subaru of New England text line, which says, Greg, did you see Monica Tibbetts Nutt on the list of Boston's most influential people when it came out yesterday? I did not.
I wasn't going to bring it up.
I did.
She does come in a bit above you.
Oh,
at 97.
At what?
97.
Top 100.
97?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, the woman apparently has the power to pass her own taxes on anyone who's driving a big vehicle or sending a package.
That
so,
is it.
Of course she's more influential than I am.
Why? Top 100.
Why wouldn't she be?
You know what's amazing is somebody tweeted me a Seth Moulton tweet, who is one of our congressmen in the United States. He's a member of the House of Representatives. And he was supporting Monica Tibbetts Nutt. He tweeted, don't worry, He's quote tweeting Kelly Ayotte, who said that her husband's pickup truck is going to, you know, they're not going to touch it. They're not going to tax it. And he says, don't worry. He'll bring it to us because everybody wants to be a part of the Massachusetts economy. Thanks to Secretary Tippett's nut for pushing MA to think differently. We're freeloading when we drive, and it's time to own up to it. And I just quote tweeted it with that picture that I sent to the group last week of the mass exodus of Massachusetts from the Globe, where everybody's leaving Massachusetts.
What was his quote? We're freeloading when we drive?
Yes. The representative from the North Shore, Seth Moulton, said, we are all freeloading when we drive, and it's time we own up to it.
Freeloading what?
I don't know. I just got my car inspected. I paid my mass excise tax. I pay the toll every day I drive to work.
Right.
I don't know what the hell he's talking about.
I did a deep dive on her speech. I don't know. Maybe we'll have time at some point this morning. But some of the stuff, she brings up the excise tax and wanting to crank the excise tax up way higher.
What do they do with all that money?
How much higher could we go? Still in debt for mine.
And also, what is... The excise tax is supposed to be used to keep the roads, flat, paved, no potholes.
No potholes.
It's not
potholes everywhere.
It's not supposed to be used to create a transportation system which forces people not to drive a car. Like, that's just not
right.
It's not the job of government is not to make it so expensive for you to do things that they, in their infinite wisdom, think you shouldn't be doing.
Oh, because you know why? They all get away with stuff. I mean, let's be honest. Not every, but 90% of politicians are crooks, so. Yeah. And they get away with it. They probably finagle the bagel so they don't have to pay excise tax.
I would love a finagle bagel.
Right.
That's why I want to be a politician. What better job where you can be crooked, a crook, and don't have to worry about it?
Right.
I mean,
and you can take insider trading and just enrich yourself and do things that none of the actual citizens you represent can do.
Well, tomorrow on this show, draft coverage with Bill O'Brien from Boston College, formerly the offensive coordinator of the New England Patriots, and also we'll be joined by our pal Nick Kostos tomorrow on the draft. And then Friday, it's the first roadshow of roadshow season. We will be in Brattleboro, Vermont at the Stone Church. And for the first time ever, Roadshow merch available. I think I shared the hoodie yesterday on the show with those watching on Twitch or YouTube. I can share, if Twitch Mitch is ready, one of the long sleeves.
Ooh, that's nice.
So I don't know how people feel about white. I think it's well documented. I personally don't look good in white. But there are some that do look good in white. Mm. And so should you attend any of the road shows, then you can help the Greg Hill Foundation out and purchase a limited edition piece of roadshow merch.
And I will say, that's not a pure white. That's a little off-white,
which
looks, is a perfect color.
That looks vanilla bean.
I was just Curtis, I was going to say the same thing. So we'll have roadshow merch there. On Friday, we will have, I'm sure, guest leads. Guest leads, very popular.
Mm.
Last couple seasons of road shows. Are we doing guest leads again, Curtis?
Yes, absolutely. Okay. And Ken Laird will be there making sure everything works.
Is Ken coming?
He's coming up.
All right, excellent. We got back-to-back road shows here with Vermont and New Hampshire this week. And then we'll be in Rhode Island next week for what is one of the most anticipated road shows every year. This is Andy. Hello, Andy.
Good morning. So I love the fact that actually Ms. Tippett's nut said exactly what was on her mind. Normally they couch it in these phrases, so it sounds great. It's for the children, things of that nature.
Yeah.
No, she showed exactly what her agenda is. So I give her an A++ for honesty, probably a D- for...
C- for what?
D- for execution.
Oh, okay, yeah. Okay, you like...
But she told you exactly what she's thinking.
Right, yeah. I mean, how you want her to basically say, I'm going to tell you that she's going to screw you before she screws you.
Bingo. Buy me a drink at least.
Well, at least you know where the knife is coming from is what I'm saying.
Yeah. Okay. All right, that's one way to look at it.
That is a good way to look at
it. We have an update, I think, on her and her situation coming up during the news with Courtney at 7:30. But right now, this.
This is the Greg Hill Show. Time now for The Lead.
Let it breathe a little, Sean. No, because you and me, what do we do?
You and me, we come from different worlds. You like to laugh at me when I look at a girl. Sometimes you're crazy, and you wonder why. I'm such a baby, cause the dolphins make me cry. But there's nothing I can do. I've been looking for a girl like you.
Little Hootie, back when Hootie was a pop star, not a country star, Shine. Well done.
Hootie was so good. I don't know why he went country, man.
You ever seen him? That band is good.
So I've never seen Hootie. I've seen Darius Rucker now that he's like a solo country artist. I never got to see them.
Yeah,
though,
you should go see them because they do summer tours.
They're going to be at Fenway with Bare Naked Ladies in June.
Are they?
Yeah.
That sounds awesome.
I've seen Hootie. It's one of the best concerts I've ever been to.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really, really good.
Really, really good. All right, Chime. Good morning. Your lead?
Yes. Good morning, Greg. I'm going to go non-sports here because I saw a listener sent this to me on the Twitters, and I felt like I needed to bring this up. There was a woman who a couple months ago set the world record for speed in which you can eat 500 grams of mozzarella. Here was the video associated with her breaking the record.
Okay. I love cheese. I'm incredibly confident I'm going to be able to beat this record. My tactic going into this one is to eat fast and win that title.
Leah, you are here to attempt the record title for the fastest time to eat 500 grams of mozzarella. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Oh, that was intense. The time you achieved was 1 minute, 2 seconds, 0.34. Congratulations, Leah. You are officially amazing.
Thank you so much.
So for those who don't know, because they're clearly British and use grams instead of pounds, 500 grams of cheese is about 1.1 pounds of mozzarella.
Put it in terms that we can all understand. How many mozzarella sticks is that?
So you remember those giant mozzarella sticks?
Yeah.
It was like two of those.
Okay.
Because
did she wash the cheese first?
No, she didn't.
Okay.
And if you watch her, she really struggles when she gets into the second one. And so here's what I have to say.
Is she hot?
Yes. Sean, you should have put the video up with this one. You're doing the people in the Twitch a disservice here. And it's a giant pizza mozzarella in her mouth. One kind of takedown.
And I got to tell you, I think 1 minute, 2 seconds, there's no way this is the record. There is absolutely someone out there who can eat this faster than 1 minute and 2 seconds.
I
feel like I could do this in a minute and 2 seconds. Mm. Like, I am the biggest cheese weirdo in New England.
Yeah, we know that.
And
where does mozzarella fall on your Mount Cheesemore?
Probably right around 3 or 4, because fresh mozzarella is dynamite. Like,
it's
it
that
is
low,
so good.
Really? What's number one? Don't say American.
No.
Cheddar?
I would probably say
Gouda.
I'm a big manchego guy.
Oh,
love
no.
a good manchego. Gruyere. Oh, man.
Yeah.
And then cheddar is probably up there as well. Those are the four.
And I get labeled a food snob.
Hey, it's
on
only
this
cheese.
Program,
it's only cheese.
You're throwing Gruyere out there like
yes.
you're French?
Yes, I am.
You're like Guy Fieri's and Bobby Flay's, like, bastard child.
Illegitimate child. Yes, I completely agree. And God, do I love cheese so much. I feel like this is another, like,
Manchego.
Just like the fries challenge, this is another challenge I need to attack once I finish my awakened diet.
Okay.
Wow, this woman's like a bodybuilder.
She rips through the mozzarella.
Shime, I'm sending this to Mitch. The pictures have to see.
Yeah, he's doing his lead a disservice. Yeah. You would have got lead mozzarella stick, but because you didn't put up your video.
Bad job by me.
Too tempting if Shime sees the actual cheese.
Because you want to see, like, what woman is taking down a giant piece of mozzarella, and you look at her and you're like, really?
It's like a good mozzarella log, too. Yeah, it's not like a ball, so it makes it a little easier to eat, I think.
Yeah. Okay.
All right, there she goes.
Oh, we're watching now on Twitch?
Yeah, that is not attractive at all, though. That is gross.
It looks like she's eating like a Hot Pocket.
Right.
Wow, she's putting the thing all the way in. I didn't realize... My Lord.
Yeah.
Look at her.
Yeah.
Jamming that. What was this? Was this sponsored by the National Association, International Association of Mozzarella Eaters? Or why did they pick mozzarella? Do you know, Shine?
I don't know. I think that's just the record she was going for because she really likes mozzarella. And she felt it was the easiest one to break in the Guinness Book of World Records.
Okay. Wow.
Well done. Thank you. Curtis, good morning.
Good morning, Greg. So society is getting dumber. We are all, IQs are falling. Across the globe, many people blame technology. And did you know the one out to stop this precipitous fall by our schools? Do you know the one thing that we need to go back to doing? And Greg, good news for you, 75 is the new 65. Another study I saw yesterday, so you're not that old.
Okay.
And handwriting is the key to unlocking the intelligence of our youth so as to stop the IQ from falling.
Really?
Experts reveal that handwriting forces you to learn and understand many different elements of how to critically think, how to express yourself, get your thoughts onto paper. And that absence of writing has been a key issue when making our society dumber.
So when it comes to students, they don't do handwriting. They don't write many things down.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And so, therefore, that is a part of the dumbing down of that generation. Is science told you this, Curtis?
Yes, this is according to a study from Berlin. And that there is a widespread, everybody agrees that we're getting dumber.
Yeah.
And there have been many answers or theories or quick fixes pontificated upon. But the one that most people see agreement about is handwriting. And the elimination of that and its direct result in making us less smart.
I get mocked and ridiculed around here by the young heads for a lot of things I do. One of which is writing out my daily run sheet for the radio show. Mm-hmm. I was told by my old man, when you write something down, you remember it.
Yeah.
Which is why I do go through like the ridiculous. If you're watching on Twitch, you can see. Go through the ridiculous nonsense of writing everything down that we're going to do on a radio show.
I'm with you.
I don't have it timed out to the minute like Gresh, but I do write down those things, and I think it.
Did that sheet say fire shime?
I'm a pen.
It did not.
I'm 10:49, 12:49.
Final hour, 101.
Is it hard for Gresh when he's in Detroit in a different time zone to figure out which time check?
He's actually had to do this before. I think he was out in Vegas one time and it was a disaster.
Yeah.
Is there any doubt that when they landed last night in Detroit and the stewardess gets on the microphone and says, at Detroit International Airport, it's 6:03. Gresh was the happiest guy on board.
It is 9:10 a.m. on Thursday morning.
Lem AI in the Twitch chat is mocking me because my run sheet paper is pink.
Mm-hmm.
Two reasons for that. One is it stands out if I need to find it when it comes to the white papers.
Okay.
That's actually really smart.
I never knew why you did that either. Yeah.
You never knew that?
No.
It's like taking a pink bag to the airport.
Also, sending a signal with regard to... guilt or innocence in the Commonwealth with my pink paper. That's all I'm going to say about it.
Okay.
All right. We should take a break.
Yep.
Curtis, great lead.
Great job by you.
Great lead. And we will get to Courtney's lead and to Wiggy's lead and to my lead. Speaking of society and a younger part of it, Curtis, a new comment made by Tom Brady has gone viral with regard to today's young athletes, and I will get to that during my lead coming up.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Tomorrow, slow ride to New Hampshire for the pregame for Friday's roadshow, which is in Vermont. Pregame tomorrow night at the Poorhouse in Keene, New Hampshire. Great spot. Join us. Watch the draft. Finally, we get an actual draft, and we can talk about what has occurred in the draft, not what might occur
in the
draft. And I... like the endless reports. Yesterday, the big report was the every offer made to the New England Patriots was laughable when it comes to trading down. I believe the professor has them absolutely trading down. Am I correct about that, Professor?
I'm sorry. I was previewing audio. I didn't realize the question was going to be tossed.
Did you not say yesterday on this very radio show you have the Patriots absolutely trading down?
Yeah, I believe the Patriots will trade out.
Even though the reporting yesterday was that every offer that has been made was laughable.
That was made by one person.
Curtis.
I've also seen like three or four national reporters being very convinced that the Giants and Vikings are very much trying to trade up to number 3 at this very moment. And I don't know if you remember, but in my mock draft, had the Giants trading up to number 3. So,
just out of curiosity, how many big trades from 13 into the top 3 have occurred on actual draft day?
On draft day?
Right.
I don't know.
From 13?
Probably not many.
Like none.
Okay.
But the Giants are at 6, so I'm not... The Vikings are at 11, not 13. So
some incredible... some incredible offer that is not laughable is going to come in while the Patriots are on the clock.
Well, I think the issue is the Patriots like Drake May.
Mm-hmm.
If he gets to 3, they'll take Drake May, but they don't believe he's going to get to number 3, so they're preparing themselves. If Jaden Daniels is at 3, they're going to trade out to either the Giants or the Vikings.
Okay.
So you think the Patriots will have an opportunity to draft Jaden Daniels and they'll turn it down?
Correct. Because they would rather have J.J. McCarthy and just move down.
Okay, kick me in the nuts.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right, anyway.
I don't think it's a good idea, I'm just saying.
There was a text that came through yesterday, and I don't know if they were trolling me, but they said that they think that Taylor Swift may be doing the Chiefs announcement for their draft pick.
Oh,
that's definitely an erection.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
I hope not. Yeah. Anyway.
Sorry.
She loves Detroit this time of year.
Yeah. Anyway, your lead this morning?
So we talk about uptalkers a lot on this show. Usually I'm referred to as an uptalker. And so I've been putting in the work to speak out for all uptalkers worldwide. I would say across the United States, but we did a few shows in Ireland, so I'll say worldwide. Adam Alexic, who's an etymology nerd on Instagram and TikTok. He has a linguistics degree from Harvard. He has a ton of followers. That's all he does is linguistics.
Okay.
He released...
okay.
Yeah, exactly. He released this video to talk about why women uptalk.
You know how young white women sometimes have this tendency to add an extra syllable to the end of their words?
Stop.
Ew. No. So the addition of a vowel at the end of a word like that is called a paragoge. And we do something sort of similar when we want to make a word cuter, like when we turn John into Johnny. But what I'm going to call the white girl paragoge is different from that in two crucial ways. First, it occurs entirely subconsciously. The white girls aren't intentionally doing that to add extra grammatical information. So it's different from how we add E to John to make it feel diminutive or smaller. Second, the white girl paragoge is only used in exclamations. It feels totally natural to say if you're doing like a playful stop, but they would never do it if they have to say, oh, turn left at the stop sign. You're only ever going to see it in contexts like joy, surprise, or drama. And that's because the white girl paragoge is a new form of exclamatory particle in English. And that's a new thing because previously when you wanted to exclaim in English, the only way you could do that was by changing your intonation. But some languages like Mandarin or Korean sometimes physically add a syllable to the end of words to indicate the part of speech. And white girls are subconsciously doing the exact same thing, which means they're unintentionally responsible for an entirely new grammatical feature in English.
The white girl paragoge.
A brand new grammatical feature in English. Right. The white girl paragoge.
You are trying to make what you say sound cuter.
No, to show joy or surprise.
Yeah.
So instead of an exclamation point, you're adding
an exclamation point.
Yeah.
Why just white girls? Is it just limited to white girls, or is that where it originated?
It might have originated there. He is saying white girl paragoge. I think it's just a paragoge. Some men up top.
Thank you. Thank you.
I've heard Greg have a slip or two. I've heard you have a slip or two.
You ain't never heard me up top. That is a white girl paragoge. Hell no.
That guy is Ica. Interesting.
Yeah.
All right. A lot of good non-sports leads so far this morning. Yes. Wiggy, hello.
Hello. Did I get it right?
No, hello.
I got to get an R on the end.
It should be like, time for me to give you my lead. Okay.
Pass that joint.
I got to work on my white girl paragoge. tonight is a great night in sports for all of us here. Celtics, Bruins fans. But the game I'll be focused on both of them, but the one I'll really be focusing on is the Celtics game, because I think tonight is the night that they can snatch the souls of the Miami Heat. Mm. If you can have another performance like you did the other night where you're up by, 20-plus points and you're just completely controlling the game.
Series is over in your mind?
I think you could take their souls away from them. Without Jimmy Butler, they're probably looking at themselves like already defeated, that their best player is no longer there.
Yeah.
They've been obviously without Terry Rozier. So it's one of those games, if you're the Celtics, where if I was Joe Mazzulla, hey, tonight if we can win this game by double digits and not make it close like it was the other night, we can take their souls away from them, because we're not going into a hostile environment in Miami, because you know how Miami fans are. They're just really there just to sit courtside and take selfies and rub elbows with other entertainers.
Yeah.
So tonight is a massive night for the Celtics fans. Okay. And it's also a big night for the Bruins. In my opinion, you got to come away with the W.
All right. Great lead, Wiggy. Thank you. We're going to have to take a break.
All right.
I'll get to my lead, and then we'll get to They Said It coming up next.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.